T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I am the Lift Master.
Well, if you really want to be a hero, join DoorPro and LiftMaster to help the Lebanon Children's Hospital Radiothon. DoorPro is an authorized dealer of LiftMaster, and for every new garage door installed this month, DoorPro will donate $25 to the Lebanon Radiothon. Free in-home consultations. Just call 901-DOORPRO or visit DoorProInc.com. DoorPro
and LiftMaster.
Be a hero. Call 901-DOORPRO today.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions. Like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. And we give you this toy monkey, which will bang its cymbals when the right resume appears. Okay, there is no monkey.
I said there is no monkey!
But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Dell's biggest Black Friday ever starts now. Save up to 50% on Windows 10 laptops and desktops with Intel Core processors before Windows 7 support ends January 14th, 2020. Save on servers and a huge selection of electronics with low monthly payments, plus get free shipping. Call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell small business technology advisor who can help you find just the right tech. That's 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/SBBlackFriday.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
Gary Parish, I'm speaking to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Bennett Doyle's producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day. No obstacles, no disruptions.
Daddy lost most everything. On horse, whiskey, and wedding rings.
And I hope you weren't holding out hope, not too much anyway, that Memphis would land its first prospect in the class of 2020 today, because that did not happen. Dawson Garcia, 5-star forward from Prior Lake, Minnesota, who did list Memphis as a finalist, has decided that he will play college basketball at Marquette. So it's a swing and a miss for Memphis. Not surprising. Leading into this thing, not only did we know that he almost certainly wasn't going to Memphis, but that he was probably going to Marquette. So again, not surprising, but it is a development that happened within the past 30 minutes. We'll talk about it, what it means for Memphis' recruiting class, in a moment. Yes, update you on the James Wiseman situation as well. But first, quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 4:25, Joe Mullinex is going to join me. Site manager, SB Nation's GrizzlyBearBlues.com. Been a while since we talked to Joe. Going to have him on. Talk Grizzlies with him, obviously, after last night's dismal performance. What was that about, Bennett Doyle?
It was disgusting.
It was disgusting.
What the hell happened?
It was a disgusting, disgusting performance inside FedEx Forum by the home team. Jaren Jackson Jr., foul trouble, not good once again. Talk to Joe Mullinex about all things Grizzlies. He's going to be here with me in about 20 minutes. Finish that, I'll take a break. Come back, do 4 notable stories at 4:44, at which point going to discuss 4 previously undiscussed stories, among them our king and savior, LeBron James. Got a triple-double last night, 25 points, 11 rebounds, 10 assists. He's now the only player in NBA history to have a triple-double against all 30 NBA franchises. He's now averaging a league best 11.1 assists per game. He's doing all of this at the age of 34. Pretty incredible. Get into that around 4:44. One of the NBA's biggest stars going to return to the court tonight after missing 3 games. That should be good for nationally televised showdown between 2 of the NBA's best. We'll get into that a little later on this hour. Jim Cornette. You remember Jim Cornette?
Oh, yeah.
longtime fixture in wrestling.
That's right.
Including the scene here in Memphis back in the 80s. Wore glasses, carried around a tennis racket.
Uh-huh.
He'd hit you with a tennis racket.
I had his action figure.
He was forced to resign his position.
He was.
With the National Wrestling Alliance because of some super racist stuff he said on a live stream last night. Absolutely incredible. I just saw the headline and I was like, well, I wonder what he said. And then I clicked on it and I'm like, even if you're racist, you got to know you can't say that on a live stream in 2019, right?
Yeah.
What a weird deal. We'll get into that just before 5 o'clock. And Grammy nominations were announced this morning. Big morning for Lizzo, Lil Nas X, and Billie Eilish. Talk about that during four notable stories at 4:44. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins, just like always. Then I'll eventually do dinner to go and get out of here. So that's the rundown. We got a lot to get to, but I wanted to start with Memphis basketball, specifically some recruiting news. Dawson Garcia, five-star forward from Minnesota, who was considering the University of Memphis. He named Memphis as one of his four finalists, announced his decision a little after 3:30 Central Time on CBS Sports HQ with 24/7 Sports Evan Daniels. And he reached into a bag and he pulled out a hat, and it was a Marquette hat. And considering he did not then toss it away and put on another hat, and considering that he said the words, "I'm going to play at Marquette," it means that Memphis is not ever going to enjoy the services of Dawson Garcia. Dawson Garcia, again, five-star forward from Minnesota, has committed to Marquette. And so that still leaves Memphis's recruiting class sitting at zero in the class of 2020. Still involved with big-time prospects. Still expected to get at least one of them. And we'll get into that momentarily. But as for Garcia, like I said, not a surprise that he did not pick Memphis, that he did pick Marquette. When we woke up this morning, we knew that that was probably going to be the way it went. Even some random guy on Twitter, when I tweeted to promote the appearance on CBS Sports HQ, because I am a CBS Sports HQ employee, trying to be a good employee,
sure.
Had a guy tweet me, and he was like, "I'm hearing it's Marquette." I'm like, "Dude, you're not hearing anything. what are you talking about? You're hearing it's Marquette. You're not hearing anything. You read a recruiting analyst say that it's Marquette. Shut up."
I'm going to start saying that about anything.
"Hey, GP, I'm hearing it's Marquette." "Okay, thanks, buddy." No, you read somewhere that it's Marquette. But even to his credit, he was right. He was right.
Yeah.
It was Marquette. Not a surprise that it was Marquette. Really, the only surprising thing, there's two. That Memphis targeted Dawson Garcia to begin with, and that Memphis actually made the Final Four for Dawson Garcia. Because the truth is, and I heard Mark Giannotto talking about it earlier, it's something I've talked about literally for years. It's something I talked about as it related to Matthew Hurt. Like, you know, whatever. Target who you want to target. And let me be very, very clear. It'd be foolish for me or anybody else to question the approach of a basketball staff that literally just enrolled the number one recruiting class in America. Mm-hmm. So that's not what I'm doing. But trying to get a young man like Dawson Garcia to come to the University of Memphis was always going to be just as difficult as trying to get a young man like Matthew Hurt to enroll at the University of Memphis. I know that Mike Miller had strong ties with Matthew. The family really liked him, and the family was intrigued by Memphis on some level, I suppose. They had been here to work out and all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, we got breaking news. The NCAA has announced its suspension of James Wiseman, and it's for 12 games.
Wow.
That is more than I expected.
So he'll definitely miss the UT game.
He is definitely going to miss the Tennessee game. Big news from the NCAA. Let me retweet this real quick. James Wiseman, just bear with me. I know it's live radio,
yeah.
But I got a lot of jobs to do. Has been suspended for 12 games. Well, this is going to screw up the rest of my day.
Yes, scrap your show plans.
So let's look at the schedule, and we'll see exactly what that's going to mean.
Yeah, okay.
He's going to get credit for time served, so the Alcorn State game will count. That's one. Little Rock tonight will be two. Ole Miss on Saturday will be three. NC State 4, Bradley 5, UAB 6, Tennessee 7, Jackson State 8, New Orleans 9, Tulane 10, Georgia 11. That's a bummer. Wichita State, 12. James Wiseman will return on January 12th to play against South Florida in what will be Memphis's third conference game of the season. So, again, on one hand, not surprising given the amount of money involved and the way this went down. On the other hand, I can just tell you that this is not what Memphis expected. This is not what James Wiseman expected when he withdrew his lawsuit. They were hoping for around 4, 5, or 6. I think comfortable, or at least willing to live with, the normal 9 that might go with something like this. But 12 is obviously 3 more games than that. A significant portion of the season. And so, again, what that means is he will return on January 12th, but miss the next 12 games and some really important ones that could absolutely affect Memphis's NCAA tournament resume. He's going to miss a game against Ole Miss, miss a game against NC State. Those are both top 55 KenPom teams. He's going to miss the Tennessee game on the road where you're going to be an underdog anyway. And he will miss the Georgia game played inside FedEx Forum, supposed to be a matchup of two candidates for the number one overall pick in the 2020 draft, James Wiseman and Anthony Edwards. And now we know it will not be James Wiseman and Anthony Edwards because James Wiseman is going to miss that game as well. And then he misses a game at Wichita State that you're probably an underdog in, even with a James Wiseman on the court. Now you don't have him on the court. You're a bigger underdog than you otherwise would have been. I tell you what would probably be the smartest thing for us to do right now. Let's take a break. Let me read exactly what is being announced so that I'm talking about this with a solid point of reference, and then we'll be right back and jump right back into the James Wiseman news. Again, if you're just joining us, James Wiseman has been suspended for 12 games by the NCAA. He will not return until January 12th against South Florida. Be back real quick. You're listening to the Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
You've got a car to sell, so you start thinking, what, this is going to be fun? Ha! You're really thinking, what a pain. It's going to take forever. I'm going to have to haggle with dealers or handle everything myself.
It doesn't have to be that way. GiveMeTheVIN.com is a much better way to go. Hi, I'm John Clay Wolf, and working with my company, GiveMeTheVIN.com is simple, fast, and I guarantee you more money for your car. Stop placing your own ads. Stop letting dealerships rob your trade-in and quit wasting time standing around at CarMax. Go to GiveMeTheVIN.com and give it a try. Just punch in your VIN number or plate number, post a few pics, and presto, you get an offer for your vehicle within seconds, and I give you more money guaranteed, or I send you a check for $100. This is smart, new, easy way to sell your vehicle for more money, and we'll come pick it up at your house or office. Take a couple of minutes and go to GiveMeTheVIN.com now.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com.
Welcome to More Than Enough Reason with Geico. You're at an amusement park on the first hill of the biggest roller coaster in the state.
Oh boy.
Your fear of heights was more than enough reason to never get on in the first place.
Acrophobia, schmacrophobia, that's what I say.
You've also got more than enough reason to switch to Geico. Because not only could Geico save you hundreds, but they're also the second largest insurer in the country. Now that's a track record you can trust.
Wow, I can see my house from here.
And since Geico is available 24/7, it's no wonder customers have the faith to give them a 97% customer satisfaction rating, which is more faith than you have going into that second loop.
Eyes on the horizon! Eyes on the horizon!
So, as you notice you've been tensing muscles you never knew you even had, you can at least relax knowing Geico is always there for you online or over the phone. Now, if you could only get off this ride.
Okay, need a little help. Think I might have pulled something. Okay.
Geico. More reasons than ever to switch today.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Robert Irwin Jewelers, huge engagement ring sale going on right now. Get bigger, brighter diamonds and free financing. Great gifts for anybody's budget. Robert Irwin Jewelers, 4 convenient locations or online at rijewelers.com.
Time for another Action Network Flash. On Sunday, Chicago hosts the NFC's New York team, and Matt Nagy's crew is a 6.5-point favorite. Over 80% of the money is on New York. For all the betting info, download the free Action Network app today.
Are you shopping for a new car? Orion has auto loans with great rates for your budget. Visit OrionFCU.com for more details. That's OrionFCU.com. Conditions apply.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This ain't a wave or a phase, cause all that fades. This lifestyle's forever when you made. They tweet about the length I made them wait. What the f*** you expect when it got a cape and he's great?
Breaking news from the NCAA. James Wiseman will miss the next 11 Memphis games, 12 games total, because his mother accepted an impermissible benefit from Penny Hardaway in the summer of 2017. The best explanation for why it's 12 appears to be this. He's getting 9 based on the amount of money, which is what we had talked about all the time. The hope from the Memphis perspective was that, you know, the NCAA might be lenient because these are unusual circumstances. Typically, when a booster is providing an impermissible benefit to the family of a student athlete, it is to get that student athlete to enroll at the university for which he or she is a booster. This was more to get James Wiseman to win a state championship at East High School. And then, unless you're just being naive, the presence of James Wiseman at East High School helped Penny Hardaway get the job at Memphis when he got the job at Memphis. And unless you're also being naive, the financial commitment to the family back in the summer of 2017 probably had some influence on where James Wiseman decided to play college basketball. Again, you can argue it if you want to, but I'm not going to be stupid with you. So the 9 games of the 9 games, the NCAA decided that's what the money suggests it's going to be. That's what it's going to be.
Okay.
So then how do you get to 12? It seems to be punishment.
For playing him.
For playing him in those first 3 games.
Yeah. So those games will count.
They will count, it appears. But he will miss 3 extra games because Memphis defiantly played him against the NCAA's recommendations in the first 3 games of the season. So now we know, and it's interesting, because when I did a bit over the weekend with Richard Ransom on Local 24, he asked me, do you think Memphis standing up to fight, at least initially, alongside James Wiseman, do you think that will lead to other schools taking that approach? And I said, I believe we have to wait to see what the punishment is. Because if the punishment is less than what we think it otherwise would have been, then maybe, sure, other universities will say, let's at least threaten to fight, lawyer up, or advise our player to do it, and then maybe we can get a lighter sentence like Memphis got a lighter sentence. So maybe, but, I added, if the penalty is harsher than we think it otherwise would have been, and now we know it is harsher than what it otherwise would have been, then the message might be clear from the NCAA. Do not do what Memphis did. We told them in advance of their first game, you likely have an ineligible player. You should not play him. There's a way to go about this. You rule him ineligible now. You sit him down. You apply for reinstatement, and we'll work with you on that. And that is the message that the NCAA has sent to Memphis and everybody else that falls under the umbrella of a member institution. Do not defy us like Memphis. You can get your fan base riled up, and they'll stand behind you. because they don't understand how our stuff works. But we'll punch you harder than we would have punched you otherwise. That's what just happened. Mm-hmm. That's the message the NCAA just sent. When we tell you you have an ineligible player, sit him down or her down. Otherwise, we'll tack on more to the penalty than what it otherwise would have been. That's what just happened. And so I'll just loop back to where we were last week. When I said James Wiseman lawyering up, nobody can stop him from doing what he's doing, although the university could have stepped in and said, hey, we strongly advise you not to do this. But ultimately, he's a private citizen. He can file a complaint against anybody he wants. But Memphis deciding to stand with him and support him, I told you it was risky because it is an act of defiance. And the NCAA doesn't usually respond well to that. What you hoped is that Memphis then pulling back and James pulling back would lead to, as Dr. Rudd said, a fair and equitable resolution. But I promise you this is not what he was hoping for. And now, according to Sports Illustrated, you could have bigger problems. Because here's something that Pat Forty has just posted at SI.com. While Memphis can breathe a sigh of relief that the 7'1" Wiseman will return to action this season, it must also come to grips with a situation it unilaterally complicated. Had the school followed NCAA protocol from the beginning, this situation would have been remedied earlier and with far less possibility of further penalties. And then he describes that Memphis went to court and stood behind James Wiseman and played him in those three games in defiance of the NCAA. And then Pat Forty writes the following. While that burst of defiant bravado played well with the fans and probably felt good in the moment, it may ultimately prove very costly for the school and Hardaway. Multiple sources familiar with NCAA enforcement procedures told Sports Illustrated that a major infractions case targeting Memphis is now likely.
Oh, God.
He continues, when Memphis played Wiseman, the NCAA issued an unusually stark and public comment about it via Twitter. And then he quotes a source saying that from the NCAA's perspective, this could, quote, fall under aggravating circumstances. Knowingly playing an ineligible player could give a committee on infractions panel the leverage to apply harsher sanctions. And he ends the column this way. Standing up to fight is one thing, but creating a fight that could prove bloody and costly is questionable leadership. So that comes from Pat Forty, longtime national reporter who has worked for ESPN, Yahoo, and is now at Sports Illustrated. Again, his report, according to multiple sources, Memphis could now still be facing a major infractions case.
Mm.
And so it's like I said last week. And again this week, you guys could be mad at me all you wanted to when I said it was foolish to fight because it's not a fight you can win. It's a fight you can get a bunch of people on a message board who don't know what they're talking about to get excited about. But it's not a fight you can win. And so I was pleased when Memphis finally drew back on that fight. But what we now know is just the start of the fight has proved costly. It will be something that takes James Wiseman out of three more games than he otherwise would have played. If they would have, we now know this, if they would have set him down before the first game of the season, he would have missed 9 games, ending with UAB, and been back on the court for the Tennessee game. He would have been back on the court for the conference opener. He would have been back on the court for every game
on the conference schedule. Back on the court for the nationally televised Georgia game inside FedEx Forum. But now, because they played him in defiance of the NCAA, he's going to miss everything I just described. What would have been a 9-game suspension is now 12. And it causes him to miss the most interesting game on the schedule, the road game between nationally ranked Memphis and nationally ranked Tennessee. And I just got a text from a friend who's very, very smart, and he says that once the judge said that James Wiseman could play, that the school had to play him. And there's no way to punish the school for following a court order. With all due respect, that's just not true. The NCAA can do what it wants to do. And they're doing it right now. So, again, these conversations, you can get people to argue different points, and they might be rock solid in a normal legal setting. But when these things happen under the NCAA's umbrella, none of that stuff really matters. They can do what they want to do. They're doing it right now. So what Memphis should have done, and by the way, James didn't get the court order until before the second game. Don't ever forget that. That'll be glossed completely over. The NCAA told Memphis James Wiseman was likely ineligible before the first game, and they just ran him out there. There was no court order then, so you can't tell me Memphis didn't have a choice but to play James Wiseman. Not true. They had a choice. They didn't even announce that he had eligibility issues. When they knew he did, and then sent him out on the court. And so now this is the price you pay. Again, the breaking news, if you're just catching this, NCAA has announced James Wiseman is suspended for 12 games. The Alcorn State game will count as the first one. He'll miss the next 11. He will not return until January 12th against South Florida. The explanation for why it's 12 is that it's 9 based on the amount of money that was involved, $11,500 in, quote, moving expenses that doubles as an impermissible benefit. Mm-hmm. So how does it go up to 12? The NCAA is sending a clear message. We told you not to play him. We told you before the first game of the season, do not play him. You defied us. You played him 3 games before you decided to play nice. So that 9-game suspension that it would have been is now going to be a 12. If they would have handled this like I believe literally any other university would have handled it, James Wiseman would have missed the first 9 games of the season, most of them completely irrelevant, been back for the Tennessee game, been back for the first conference game, been back for the game with Georgia inside FedEx Forum. Now he misses all of that, and he misses 3 more games than he otherwise would have missed. So there's no more arguing about it. We've spent 2 weeks talking about what's smart, what's dumb, what's right, what's wrong. No more arguing. We now know whether it was smart or dumb, whether it was wise or unwise, whether it was the right thing or the wrong thing to do. I know nobody wanted to hear it. I'm sorry I had to be the one to tell you. But the fight that I insisted should have been avoided has now cost James Wiseman more games than he otherwise would have missed. It'll now cost him the Tennessee game that he otherwise would have played in. It'll cost him the conference opener that he otherwise would have played in. It'll cost him the Georgia game that he otherwise would have played in. The NCAA undeniably has sent a message here. Memphis, next time we tell you what to do, do it. Everybody else in the country, if we tell you what to do, do it. And according to Pat Forty from Sports Illustrated, Memphis could still face a major infractions case for knowingly playing an ineligible player in defiance of the NCAA. In fact, he says according to multiple sources, that that is now a, quote, likely scenario.
Can you explain, like, what that might mean a little bit more?
Okay, so it would be a level one violation, knowingly playing an ineligible player, because, and I had assumed, and honestly had been told as well, but assumed, that once Wiseman withdraws the lawsuit and Memphis does what the NCAA wanted it to do, which is rule him ineligible and apply for reinstatement, that the understanding between the two sides would be, all right, we're working with you. Sorry we didn't do it last week, but we're working with you now. Let's resolve this the way we otherwise would have resolved.
Mm-hmm.
The NCAA has decided, no, you did what you did, and you'll pay a price for that.
So there was never really any, you know, coming together on this whole thing.
They quite clearly did not come together
sure.
on this thing.
Okay.
There was, just trust me when I tell you, this is not what Memphis expected. A 12-game suspension and possibility of a major infractions case is not what Memphis expected.
Right.
But if the NCAA wants to open one, they clearly can, because Memphis did knowingly play an ineligible player. That's a level one violation. So just because Memphis tried to resolve it, this is what the NCAA is telling you. Just because Memphis, after three games, decided to do this the way you're supposed to do it, doesn't mean that they didn't initially do it the way you're not supposed to do it. They played an ineligible player. And now Pat Forty is reporting that the NCAA is likely to open a major infractions case against Memphis, level one violation. What could that mean? Anything. It could mean postseason ban. It could mean scholarship reductions. It could mean recruiting restrictions. It could mean a suspension for the head coach. Basically anything in the NCAA's toolbox is available when it comes to punishing a program after what amounts to a guilty verdict in a major infractions case. Remember when I came on the Monday after the Friday that all of this went down? And I said I'd spent the weekend talking to college administrators, college coaches, compliance people, and I couldn't find one person who would tell me that they would handle it the way Memphis is handling it, or that they didn't think it was absolutely bonkers. Well, now you know why. Now you've got a longer suspension than it otherwise would have been. He's going to miss more important games than he otherwise would have missed. And now, according to Sports Illustrated, you'll have a major infractions case launched and sent your way. Rough, rough stuff. But also, be mad at the NCAA if you want to. I'm not going to tell you how to feel about the NCAA. I don't like them either. But this is self-inflicted. They did this. They had the information in advance of the first game that the NCAA had labeled James Wiseman as likely ineligible for exactly these reasons. And they decided to play him anyway. Now they're paying the price for it.
A lot of people are obviously asking about an appeal. Will Memphis appeal? Do you think that that would make any difference at this point because they went against, you know, what they were initially told?
I don't know what the actual recourse is, if there is a path to an appeal, but good luck. They just slapped you pretty good, and they did it intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
They did it to prove a point. They seem uninterested in whatever public relations battle they might lose. Because I'm not sure that this is popular. Certainly in Memphis it's not, but even around the country.
Oh, you're already seeing tweets from major people.
Sure.
Yeah.
But the message they wanted to send is the message that they just sent. And the message is this. When we tell you, you have an ineligible player, you need to rule him ineligible and not put him on the court. We told you on the day of your first game you had an ineligible player, and you played him anyway. That's a no-no. So this is what you get. 535-3776, 535-ESPN. We'll come back. I'll take your calls on it. James Wiseman suspended 12 games. He will not play for the Tigers again until January 12th when South Florida is the opponent. Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Fast, reliable internet. It's important to your business. At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, solutions like automatic 4G LTE backup for more complete reliability.
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected. And bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees. I'm not even done yet. Comcast Business has advanced voice solutions at affordable prices and cloud-based security for all your devices.
And that great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 12/22/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
If you're like me, you want the bottom line. No fluff, no frills. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Bensdorf Realtors. I've been selling real estate a long time, and I found that sellers don't want tall tales or promises. They want results. I always tell people to talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers to find out what they think about your home and the price. But more importantly, what are they going to do for you? And make sure and let me be one of them. Find out how my highly successful strategic marketing program with the Shell Bucks option can mean the difference in whether you sit or sell. Will I buy your home? No. But with my help in preparation, pre-marketing, presentation, and proper pricing, someone will. And often my listings sell quickly at good prices. So if you or someone you know is thinking of selling, find out why people often say, when you want the job done, call Shell Dunn. That's Shell Dunn Rosengarten at MemphisRelocate.com or 682-1868. Remember, 682-1868 or MemphisRelocate.com. Do it now.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. One of the best clothing stores in the United States of America. It's where I get my suits for television work with CBS Sports. It's also where I get my custom-made stance shirts. And now, it's where I get my custom-made stance pants because, yes, James Davis now has custom-made stance pants. And here to tell us about them is Rob Joyner from James Davis.
Gary, we've been talking for months about stance custom shirts. 3 measurements, 150 try-ons for the perfect fit shirt. Now, Stant and James Davis have the perfect fit pant. 3 measurements, 90 try-ons, and done. Custom fit. We can adjust waist, seat, pant, leg for the most comfortable and best-fitting pant on the planet. You choose 5-pocket, jean-style, dress pant, many, many fabrics. It's amazing. You have to try a pair to believe it. Starting at $168 and a 2-week delivery.
Trust me, you'll love these pants when you get these pants. We have one of the best clothing stores in the country right here in Memphis. You'd be a fool not to take advantage of it. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Hey, it's John Martin here once again to remind you about my favorite spot in Memphis to grab a bite and a beer, or, hey, maybe both, the Blue Monkey. For 20 years, the Blue Monkey and their fantastic staff has worked hard every single day to make sure that you don't forget that every time you visit the Blue Monkey, it is a first-class, first-rate experience. They're fantastic. The menu is executed with quality products and quality prices, and they want to thank their loyal customers and their awesome staff. The Blue Monkey, better than ever. Thanks for letting us serve you, Memphis. It's been our pleasure. They got 2 locations, as always. 513 South Front Street, downtown, and 2012 Madison Avenue in Midtown. Visit BlueMonkeyMemphis.com for the menu. That's BlueMonkeyMemphis.com.
Live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday. Bring a team and win some green. Live music at the Blue Monkey in Midtown on Friday night, Devil Train. On Saturday, the cassette sets.
Right now at Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer, get 0% for 60 months with zero down on select new Cat compact equipment. Call Thompson Machinery at 901-245-6337 or visit tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Terms and conditions apply.
Get to know the number one auto and home insurer in Tennessee, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle. And the reason my name is on the sign is because of my talented team inside. Call us, 901-767-7744. We're all better looking than a lizard.
So we're all trying to save a dollar this time of year, but when it comes to vehicle repair, you don't want to cut corners when it comes to your car. A large car repair could put you back $2,000 to $5,000 or more, and it's why you need to get an affordable protection plan for your vehicle. The best plan out there is CarShield. They offer affordable protection plans that can save you thousands for a covered repair, including computers, GPS, electronics, and more. They'll work with you on a payment plan. You just tell them your budget and what kind of payment plan works for you. They're going to create a custom stress-free plan that fits your financial needs perfectly. And they also give you your own choice of mechanic or dealership to do the work. And CarShield contracts have low or no deductibles to prevent stress to your wallet at a critical time. They offer 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car while your car is being fixed for free. Also offer courtesy towing. And they're just easier on your budget. A CarShield service contract is relatively inexpensive, and it includes additional services you'll need to survive a major car repair. So get covered by CarShield today. Call 800-CAR-6000 and mention the code Doyle, or visit carshield.com and use code Doyle to save 10% today. That's carshield.com, code Doyle. A deductible may apply.
This is Gary Parish reminding you that the only place to get World Championship barbecue in the Memphis area is at Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, the 8-time world champion, first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. It's great for lunch or dinner, and if you need catering, they can handle that too. Just order online at memphisbbqco.com. Melissa is so respected, she's been invited to cook at the James Beard House in NYC on November 2nd. That's one of the most prestigious honors a chef can receive. So if you're looking for great barbecue, you know where to go. Memphis Barbecue Company on the web, memphisbbqco.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Life like, this is what your life like. Try to live the life right. People really know you push your buttons like type right. This is like a movie, but it's really very lifelike. Every single night, right? Every single fight, right? I was looking at the gram and I don't even like lights. I was screaming at my daddy, told me it ain't Christ-like. I was screaming at the referee, just like Mike. Looking for a bright light. Seagull, what your life like? Riding on a white bike, feeling like a sight fight. Pressing on a gas, supernova for a night light. Screaming at my dad and he told me it ain't Christ-like. But nobody never tell you when you're being like Christ. Only ever seeing me, only when they need me. Like if Tyler Perry made a movie for BT, searching for a deity. Now you wanna see
441, Gary Parish Show. Breaking news. Right at the top of the hour, James Wiseman has been suspended 12 games by the NCAA because his mother accepted an impermissible benefit from a Memphis booster, Penny Hardaway, back in the summer of 2017. It's 9 games because of the amount of money involved, and they've tagged on an extra 3 because Memphis defiantly, in defiance of the NCAA, played James Wiseman in the first 3 games of the season. So by standing up and fighting and being defiant, it got the fan base all riled up, got a lot of retweets, made for great message board fodder, but it cost James Wiseman, and it cost the University of Memphis. The school has announced it's going to appeal, and I'm not going to be in the business of predicting what the appeal process will look like. Who knows? The NCAA can do whatever they want to do, but hopefully they do reduce it. I want to see James Wiseman play basketball as much as anybody else. But the message the NCAA has sent today is clear. When we tell you that you have an ineligible player, you do what every other school is supposed to do. You rule him ineligible, then you apply for reinstatement. But under no circumstances do you just run him out on the court like they did on the opening night of the regular season. That's the other thing that people keep bringing up about the court order. That didn't come until before the second game of the season. Memphis played James Wiseman in the first game of the season in total defiance of the NCAA and then played him 2 more times. And I know that a judge provided a temporary restraining order. That doesn't make you have to put James Wiseman on the court. A judge cannot make Penny Hardaway starting lineup for him. I told you, on the Monday after that Friday, no other school that I know of would have handled it this way. When Kentucky had an ineligible player, Enes Kanter, they set him down. At Louisville, Brian Bowen set him down. At Kansas, Billy Preston set him down. When North Carolina ran into issues with P.J. Harrison, set him down. When Syracuse ran into issues with Fab Mello, set him down. Memphis did the opposite, and now Memphis is paying for it. People can spin it a million different directions if they want to. That is what just happened. 5353776. I said I'd take your calls. We'll start with David and Bartlett. David, it's Gary. What's up?
Hey, I agree with the part that they did the wrong thing, but do you think that had Memphis gone and said, done what we're supposed to on that Friday night, do you think the NCAA would have been like, you know, Memphis did the right thing here. We're gonna take it a little easier on them. What do you think the difference in 12-game suspension would be?
Okay, here's, I think, the best way to answer that. If Memphis would have done what it was supposed to do and what other schools always do, it would have probably, what we now know, is been a 9-game suspension based on the amount of money. Then you could have appealed that and tried to get it sliced to some degree. But because Memphis played him in those first 3 games before doing what it was supposed to do, the suspension is now 12 instead of 9. And it has also, according to Pat Forty from Sports Illustrated, opened up the school to a possible, and in fact he says likely, major infractions case. Because even though Memphis ultimately set James Wiseman down and ruled him ineligible for 3 games in defiance of the NCAA, the University of Memphis knowingly played an ineligible player. And now, according to Pat Forty of Sports Illustrated, they will likely have to face a major infractions case because of it. Let's go to Dwayne in Midtown. Dwayne, what's up?
Hey, man, I was one of those cats who was saying, hey, sit him down, don't let him play, because it just didn't make sense. But I'll say this here. If they, the 12-game suspension, whatever, sit them down, you know, hopefully you can win enough games to get into the NCAA. But if they come after the school anymore, which seems like they will from what you said, they literally changed my mind. Because at some point, and I know I'm not one of those fans, you know, who's going to just stand up and say, rah, 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 fight, fight, fight. But at some point, what difference does it make? And I hang up list because, I mean, you can't let people, you can't just become a punk all your life. At some point, you have to stand up.
I understand. And I understand the frustration. I promise you, I understand why you guys are upset. And on some level, it's understandable to be upset. Because the situation here, though I don't think it is the way so many people have tried to describe it, I do recognize and can acknowledge that it's an unusual set of circumstances. The way Penny was labeled a booster, the fact that a booster did this, but it wasn't really at the time to get him to go to the University of Memphis. It was to get him to go to East High School. Penny wasn't breaking rules then to go to a Final Four. He was breaking rules then to win a TSSAA title. That's the truth. So I understand it's unusual circumstances. And when Dwayne says you can't just be a punk your whole life, you have to fight. I get it. But this is the thing that I've been talking about for 2 weeks now. Just because you hate the rules and I hate the rules doesn't mean they're not rules. And when you are an NCAA member institution, not only are you signing up to follow the rules, you have a role in creating the rules. As Dan Wolkin from USA Today has tweeted, fans can think the rules are stupid. Writers can think the rules are stupid. I think the rules are stupid and wrong. If you put me in charge tomorrow and gave me all the power, I would change all the rules tomorrow. But guess who doesn't think the rules are stupid or unnecessary or wrong? The university presidents that create them and keep them in place. And so you can't break the rules and then say, well, we think the rules are dumb. I mean, you can. And you can be defiant and you can release all your little statements. But here we are. What happened, happened. Let's go to Eddie downtown. Eddie, it's Gary. What's up?
Hey, Gary, man. My only beef with this is it seemed like people are basking in the glory of Memphis getting caught up, but when the other schools got caught up this summer, it was more of a people was backing those guys. Like when it was the quarter that they received money, everybody was against the NCAA then. But then when Memphis got caught up, I'm not saying Penny didn't get the $11,000. But now it seems like everybody's basking in the glory of they got the NCAA side now. If they used to have the player side this summer, now they got the NCAA side now. That's the part that bothers me. And if it was other schools, I don't think this would even came up. Well, if it was other schools.
Well, Eddie, let me address that, because I think it's important to clear this up, because I actually got somebody sending me a direct message. And the question is, it's not even really a question, it's a statement. And this is what I mean when I say that people are tweeting and talking out of emotion. And by the way, it's not just fans. I see people whose job it is to know this stuff who just don't know it, who just don't understand it. Actually get paid to talk about it, paid to write about it. They don't know what they're talking about. So I got a message from somebody, and it was like, what about LSU? What about Auburn? What about Arizona? Sean Miller's still coaching. Everybody's still playing. Same thing at LSU. Will Wade's still coaching. Everybody's still playing. But then they come hammer Memphis like this. How is that right? Well, the situations are not comparable. They're not the same. The NCAA has never told Arizona, we believe you have an ineligible player on your roster right now. They've never told LSU that either. They did make it clear to Auburn. And guess what Auburn did? Immediately set down Austin Wiley and set down Danjel Purifoy. And they both missed an entire season. A notice of allegations will someday presumably arrive at Arizona, and then they will have a major infractions case to deal with. Same thing at Auburn, and I would assume, but not certain, but I would assume same thing at LSU. That's not what happened. Those situations are not like this situation. This situation is the NCAA was examining the amateur status and eligibility in general of the number one prospect in America who made an unusual move from Nashville to Memphis before his junior year of high school. The NCAA was always going to look into what happened there, especially when Penny Hardaway got the job at Memphis and James Wiseman followed him to Memphis. That was always going to be looked into. So the NCAA looked into it in conjunction with the University of Memphis. And what nobody disputes, nobody, is that Penny Hardaway provided $11,500 for, quote, moving expenses. Once the NCAA got a hold of that information, it was an impermissible benefit. And what you do when everybody agrees that a violation has occurred, what you then do is remove the player from competition. That's what Kentucky did with Enes Kanter. It's what Louisville did with Brian Bowen. It's what Kansas did with Billy Preston and Silvio D'Souza. And way back when, Josh Selby. I told you a million times, what happened here is not unique to Memphis in the sense of the NCAA has said, we believe you've got an issue here with the eligibility of a player. I know that you found real emotion in tricking yourself into thinking this was just the NCAA out to get Memphis. But I gave you example after example of it happening at Kentucky, happening at Louisville, happening at North Carolina, happening at Syracuse, happening at Kansas. Five of the biggest 15 programs in America have all dealt with similar situations where something came up and it became clear to either the university's compliance department or the NCAA or both that there's an eligibility issue. And in every one of the situations I just described, plus Auburn with Danjel Purifoy and Austin Wiley, the school did what the NCAA advises you to do. They set the player down. You think Bruce Pearl liked losing two key players from his team right before the start of the season because of stuff that happened that literally had nothing to do with him? You think he thought it was stupid and wrong? Of course he did. But it doesn't matter. The rules are the rules. At that point, you set them down, so that's what they had to do. You think Bill Self didn't think it was stupid that he never got to coach Billy Preston because of a vehicle that came from an agent that he didn't know nothing about? Of course he did. But the rules are the rules, so they set him down. Do you not think in a world where presumably Nike is funneling money to all sorts of families, to shape where they pick their colleges? You don't think Rick Pitino thought it was crazy that because of something that happened that he knew nothing about and had nothing to do with, he would never get to coach Brian Bowen and ultimately lose his job? I promise you he thought it was wrong. I promise you he thought it was ridiculous. The rules are the rules. So again, if we want to change the rules, write letters to your university presidents. That's the way you'll get that done, if you ever get it done. But as long as the rules are in place, the system is set up where the schools under the NCAA umbrella are required to follow them. Memphis didn't. And now Memphis is paying the price. Let's go to Trent. Trent, what's up?
GP, before the Oregon game, they interviewed Penny. And when he said the words, like, I feel that we're right. To me, that was total arrogance on his part. I blame him, the AD, the president, for what they've done. I believe now he lost two recruits in less than a week's time. Number one recruiting class next year, not happening. Five-star recruits come to Memphis now, not happening. They're already using it against him. Do not go to Memphis because the hammer is coming down to the University of Memphis. Don't go there and play. Tournament this year, 11 seed, 12 seed? That's about it. Anything better than that? Less than two seasons. Already Memphis, Penny Hardaway, will get the hammer dropped on them. And for what reason? Arrogance.
Trent, I appreciate the phone call. I will say that I thought it was striking as well when Penny said what he said on national television. It's one thing to say we support our players' right to file a complaint against the NCAA and the University of Memphis. But ultimately, everything that's happening now is happening above my head. There's a way to answer that question without saying we think we're right, because the NCAA had already told you we know you're wrong. And so I don't know if that added on to anything. There's no evidence that it did, but it did strike me as not the thing I would have said in that situation. And then DJ Jeffries yesterday calling the NCAA petty. I don't think that enhanced anything, but it did strike me as something that I don't think I would have wanted my players to say while we were still waiting on the punishment. And I will say one thing. He said that now the hammer is going to drop on Memphis. And I don't know if that's true or not. But what I do know is that a reputable reporter for a reputable media outlet, Pat Forty at Sports Illustrated, is reporting that Memphis will now likely deal with a major infractions case because it knowingly played an ineligible player. So once that's out there, and it's out there, whether it ever happens or not, the possibility that it could happen undeniably will impact recruiting. Because every coach you recruit against going forward is going to say, be careful going to Memphis. I don't know if you saw it, but it was in Sports Illustrated that they're likely going to deal with a major infractions case because of how they handled the James Wiseman situation. So, hey, Penny's great. FedEx Forum's amazing. But just, do you want to play in the NCAA tournament when you're in college? Oh, yes, sir, coach. Okay, just, you don't know if Memphis is going to get a postseason ban, so just be careful about that. That's going to be used against them until this thing is resolved. It is why I said from the jump it was foolish to fight. What I hoped is that once they pulled the fight back, that the NCAA would say, okay, let's settle this and be done. Instead, what the NCAA has done, it said, nope, you were smart to finally pull it back and do this the right way. But you initially handling this the way we tell you not to do it, there's a price to pay for that. More games on the suspension than otherwise would have been. And now here's a major infractions case that you're going to have to deal with as well. Next time, do what we told you to do. Next time, do what Kentucky did when we told them to do it. What Louisville did. What Kansas did. What Syracuse did. What North Carolina did. All of these schools, when we told them they had issues, or they told us they had issues, they handled it a certain way. You didn't, and now you're in trouble. I don't know if Memphis will ever deal with a major infractions case based on this, but I do know that Sports Illustrated is reporting that it's likely. And once that report's out there, it's as good as it's definitely happened. Because if you're recruiting against Ole Miss, they're going to bring it up. If you're recruiting against Tennessee, they're going to bring it up. If you're recruiting against Kentucky, they're going to bring it up. And so that was a wonderful one-week fight with the NCAA that got the fan base all riled up. Well, it was costly. Costly in terms of the games James Wiseman is going to miss, and possibly costly in terms of what Memphis will have to deal with going forward. I'll talk to Jeff Calkins about it next.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Decking the halls with custom cards and invitations.
Staples makes connecting with clients and loved ones easy with hundreds of holiday templates you can customize and call your own.
And right now, get 20% off select custom cards and invitations. Some can even be printed same day.
So deck the halls faster and for less this year at Staples,
where there's a whole lot in store this holiday.
Ends 12/28/19, limit one. Visit staples.com/holiday cards or store for details.
Hey, if Memphis takes the 2020 College Basketball Championship.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.